Hello, I'm Kelly Fitzgerald. You are listening to The Road to Enlightenment. This is a continuing series that I'm doing about trauma. Today, I'm talking about trauma from betrayal. You know, a lot of people think of trauma as something physical. But in many cases, the betrayal wounds people the most. So betrayal trauma is, in my opinion, a lot more devastating on many levels. Betrayal can make you feel like your entire world is just falling apart, like everything is disintegrating, like nothing will ever be the same again. Betrayal can make you feel worthless. Betrayal can make you stop eating or eat too much, or drink too much, or exercise too much even. Or it can make you turn into a complete couch potato and lay in bed for days at a time. Betrayal can make you not be able to think clearly. Sometimes betrayal triggers anxiety and depression. Really, betrayal has an impact on every aspect of your life. It impacts your emotional state, it impacts how you're feeling spiritually, and it most definitely impacts you physically. At its core, betrayal is an issue of trust. Most likely, you were betrayed by someone you trusted. You trusted that this person cared about you and would never do anything to hurt you. When you find out you were wrong, it can make you question everything, including whether or not you can even trust yourself. You feel violated on the most personal level. At its most intense, you might even begin to wonder if you can ever really trust anyone ever again. Spousal betrayal, or when one spouse is cheating, that can be especially difficult to understand and is often thought to be the most damaging type of betrayal. Any betrayal can be incredibly damaging and can really feel like a death. Oftentimes, people who have been betrayed exhibit grief-like symptoms. They go through each step in the grief process, often multiple times. It's like a song on repeat. It just keeps playing over and over. Excuse me. You need to learn to see the betrayal as the loss that it is. Whether your betrayer was a friend, a family member, a coworker, or a significant other, they hurt you. You trusted them and they betrayed your trust. In most cases, this trust that is lost through betrayal takes many, many years of hard work to overcome. And it takes both parties, the betrayer and the victim, completely committing to working together through that process. Most times, that trust, or at least the same level of trust, is never regained. Therefore, any betrayal is a loss, and it should be grieved. And don't feel bad if you're grieving. Perhaps the most difficult part of healing this type of trauma, and make no mistake, betrayal is most definitely a trauma, is to look for the lesson. Most often, when we can find the lesson, we can begin to let go of the betrayal trauma. Now, everyone and every lesson is different. And no one can tell you what lesson you are supposed to be taking away from the betrayal. What I have found is if you give yourself some space and some quiet time, meditate a little bit. If you don't meditate, just sit in quiet. You'll probably find at least one lesson that you've learned from the experience. Finally, learn to forgive. If you have betrayal trauma, the first thing I want you to do is resolve right now to forgive yourself, even if you did nothing wrong. Often, the person who is betrayed plays over and over again in their head all the things they wish they had done differently. But let me tell you something. It would have had no effect whatsoever on the act of the betrayal. Remind yourself that you did not cause the betrayal. You have no control over what other people do, and nothing you did could have prevented what happened from happening. The responsibility for the betrayal belongs to the betrayer. So forgive yourself for believing you could have done anything to prevent it from happening. That's number one. Also, you must begin to forgive your betrayer. Now, you can forgive your betrayer without forgiving the betrayal. Forgiveness is for you, not for them. Please do not sentence yourself to carrying around the baggage of their betrayal. You deserve better than that. I'm going to wrap this up with just a couple of tips about forgiving. A lot of people have trouble trying to figure out how to forgive. How do you forgive? Here's what I found works for me. First off, fully and completely commit to forgiving. Sometimes the simple act of saying out loud, "I am committed to forgiving whoever," that sets you in motion to forgiveness. Realize you have a choice. Sometimes we get so wound up in our own minds that we forget we get to choose how we feel, especially if you have been traumatized. You forget you have a choice. But we always have a choice. Focus on the present moment. Sometimes when we've been traumatized, we become very ungrounded and we either replay what has happened over and over again, or we allow our fear of what the future might bring to send us down a spiral into pain and feeling defeated. Ask yourself, are you ready to make the commitment to yourself to let go of the pain of the betrayal trauma? And if you get a not yet deep in your soul, that's okay. Try again next day and the next day and every day thereafter until you are ready to let it go. You are worth it. Thank you so much for listening. This has been The Road to Enlightenment. This is the third in my series about trauma. I am Kelly Fitzgerald. Please share this It's short. People need to listen to it. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next time.